Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey. Welcome to Noxcast episode 57.
How are you, Jason?
I'm doing swell, Robert. I'm doing doing pretty well. I'm sitting on cloud 8.
Cloud 8?
Yeah.
Wait, I think you said that
I'm sitting
wrong.
On a cloud 8.
I think you said
I
that
I didn't
wrong.
Say anything wrong, Robert. I said cloud 8, and I mean cloud 8.
Isn't it another...
What'd you say?
Isn't it another number, like... cloud 13?
No. You see, the common phrase is cloud 9.
Ah!
But I'm not that good. I mean, I'm pretty good. I'm almost there. But not good enough to be cloud 9 in.
Oh, that skill. I think I'm about a cloud 2.
A cloud 2?
Yeah.
That's terrible. I think you need a donut. Nothing lifts you up in the morning like donuts.
No, thanks.
It's not the morning, but the same principle applies. It's the principle of donut thermodynamics.
No.
Yep,
I'm fine.
Donut
really
thermodynamics. It's going to lift you up.
I really am fine.
Donut creates lift.
I really am fine. I don't need a donut. I just need
I think you need a donut and a nice cup of milk. A nice cup of milk.
Maybe a cup of milk, but I think
a nice
a
cup of milk.
I think a map. I think a nap would do
a
me
nice
very
good.
Nice cup
of right milk.
Now.
No. Well, fine. You don't have to take the nice cup of milk and the donut and all that stuff.
Well, okay. Well, okay.
You know, I give you some
it.
Suggestions,
now
and
I
you're
feel
all like,
bad.
"Ugh."
Okay, now I feel bad. I'll take the cup of milk. I'll take the cup of milk and I'll take the donut.
We're out of milk.
Oh.
Gotta
go
to Cumberland Farms and get some more.
You're so difficult. I don't get you. You say one thing and then it ends up being completely stupid.
You know what, Robert?
What?
I have to say, today's a swell day.
Why?
Today's a swell day, Robert.
Why is today a swell day?
The sun is shining, the atmosphere is not on fire. I think things are going pretty well.
The sun's not shining for me. It's actually.
You know how many planets in this universe have their atmosphere on fire?
How many?
Quite a few of them.
Well,
almost all the planets in this universe are totally unlivable.
Oh, crap, my phone's ringing.
Your phone is ringing.
Let me get that out of here. I'll be right
okay.
back.
Okay. So Robert's leaving. Robert's leaving me. He just left. Just you... and me.
And me!
Oh, hey, you're back.
I'm back.
That's good, because I was trying to think of what to say, and then I realized everything I had to say would have been funnier if you were here and we had that kind of back-and-forth conversation going on.
Well, come on, bounce something off of me. Let's
bounce,
go.
Okay, potatoes.
Waffles.
You're not playing
crap,
this right.
God damn it, I messed up. Hold on, do it again.
I'm not playing with you anymore.
No, do it again, do
no
it again,
more.
Do it again. No, do it again, do
fine,
it again, do it
piano.
Again. Waffles. Damn it.
You know, I'm sorry, Robert, you just don't got it.
I'm so embarrassed.
You just ain't got it.
God, I'm so embarrassed. I don't know what I'm doing.
You sound kind of, muffled.
Well, that's because I have my hands over my mouth.
Oh.
God, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... Should we start over? I didn't mean to ruin everything.
No.
Do it again.
No.
Wait, you're not gonna give me another chance?
Nope.
Why?
You know, your voice is sounding all digitally now, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm slipping into the Matrix.
Maybe you are. I think you're slipping into the Matrix.
Slipping in or out of the Matrix?
Into the Matrix.
I'm not a nerd, I don't know how it works.
You're slipping into the Matrix, because you're in the Matrix all the time, and now you're... I don't know.
I'm in the Matrix... I usually go in there, like, on Saturday.
Yeah, your voice is getting pretty bad.
I usually go into the Matrix on Saturday and pick up my car, because I always, like, the Matrix is always, like, using my car to, like, go out, you know.
I'm gonna put you on hold for a second.
Okay.
Hey, you there?
Do I sound better?
Slightly.
Slightly? Man, what the hell's going on?
Actually, you sound better now.
Okay, well, I'm better.
Yeah. So, Robert.
What?
I'm just going to say this right now.
Okay, what?
Noxcastradio@gmail.com. Knox, KNOX, cast, KAST, radio, at gmail.com. And I'm saying this because people have been sending their KnoxCast radio messages to my email address.
And my email address.
And they've been sending messages to Robert to my email address and messages to Jason to Robert's email address.
How the hell do you make that mistake?
Who knows?
You gotta be... How do you go on filmcow.com and be like, okay, I like this guy's movie, and then you email him and then tell him, Knox, I love your claymations. How do you make that mistake? I've been trying to go through that over and over my head. How I can possibly do something that stupid?
That's not that stupid. It's just
Sorry for insulting the intelligence of these people clicking on the wrong button
or getting confused about something. I mean,
you gotta click on more than one wrong button. See, you gotta go to your site, then you gotta go to contacts, then you gotta put the email in that says Jason.
Oh, and another thing, I wanna, you know, there's Charlie the Unicorn on Newgrounds.
Oh yeah, it's on the front page of
and
Newgrounds.
People have either been leaving reviews on that, saying that the person who submitted it to Newgrounds stole it, or emailing me saying that I stole it. Yeah, I made the cartoon for Type Queen and submitted it to Newgrounds under the Type Queen account and then put it on my own website, so neither of the versions are stolen.
Yeah.
So stop emailing me or leaving reviews.
Never do that again, Jason. Just, when you make a movie, put it on your account.
I know, I kept...
You see how it works with me?
I was trying to keep people from getting confused, so I submitted it to Newgrounds by Type Queen so that people wouldn't think that Type Queen stole it, and then I put it on my own website with my regular credits so that people who visited my website regularly didn't think that I stole it.
But now both groups are going into it.
Yeah, but it didn't ease the confusion at all. It made it worse.
Yeah. So now you got people emailing you telling you that you're a thief. How do we know that you aren't a thief?
I don't know.
How do we know that you
aren't?
I mean,
I can do the Charlie voice. That's, you know, that's good proof, right?
I think that's about as much proof as you need.
Yeah.
In fact, you should go through the first 30 seconds right now.
The other voices don't sound as good when I do it, because I pitch it up digitally.
Oh. Oh, I thought you did that. Oh, okay.
No, because I do the voice, when I do the voice myself, it sounds like, hey! Hey,
oh,
Charlie!
That still sounds
Sounds like that. It doesn't sound anything like it, but if you pitch
you
it up, I think
you can tell it's the same person.
I think it's 12%.
Yeah, just pitch
in my
what
program,
you just heard.
I type in 112, and it pitches it up exactly the right amount.
Yeah, so now whenever somebody tells you stole it, you can just...
Hey, Charlie!
Yeah, it doesn't sound right.
Hey, Charlie!
La la la! La 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 la! La
la la!
Yeah, so...
Man, we should just do a whole episode just doing that. Just act like Charlie characters.
La la la.
See, now, whenever somebody tells you that you stole it, you can just cut out this little part of this episode and just send it to them.
Pitch it up 12%.
Pitch it up 12%.
You know, I saw this commercial on TV the other day.
Yeah?
It was one of those anti-drug commercials.
Yeah?
And, it was a girl, and she was going to get something out of the fridge, and then her dog comes up and starts talking to her, and the dog's like, hey, don't do drugs, man. I don't like it when you do drugs. Then the dog walks away. I was like, you know, I have to tell you, I would probably be a drug user if it would get my dog to talk to me. That would be awesome. I want Nike to talk to me. I wonder what Nike would say.
I wonder what he would say.
He was like, don't take pot. Your dog will talk to you.
Yeah, that they're really getting creative with these things.
Yeah.
Before I was like, don't do pot, you'll hit your girlfriend, or your parents will hate you, or you'll do bad.
You'll kill everyone!
Your friends won't like you. Now it's like, oh, your dogs will talk to you. You get to have conversations with them, and they'll be funny, and they'll have a funny voice. Don't do drugs, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't do drugs for the same reason I don't eat raw squash.
Because it's,
I just never wanted to.
Yeah, same here.
Maybe one day I'll go into a, a drug binge and ended up killing myself by taking every drug imaginable at the same time.
Well, at least I'll go out like a rock star.
There you go.
You know, it's better than having like a...
I never got that, man. It's like you become a rock star and then you get yourself so inebriated that you don't remember any of it.
Yeah.
It's like, to me, it seems like the best part of being a rock star is slamming guitars on the ground. And that just doesn't seem like it'll be as fun if you don't realize what's going on.
Yeah, really.
I want the experience of slamming as many guitars as I can find into the ground immediately.
Well, at least we'll be able to remember all of this hell that's going
even
on.
If I'm not, even if I'm not a rock star, I want to get to the point where I can just afford to buy guitars and just slam them into the ground. I want to walk through a shopping mall.
I want to
walk through the shopping mall, get to the center of the mall, and just go, wah! And then, bam, slam the guitar to the ground into pieces and then walk off.
Then you'll
do
be
that
arrested.
Like once a week. Once a week, I want to slam a guitar into the ground in a public area.
Like, oh my god, the guitar guy is coming today.
Yeah!
Woo!
Slam.
Slam. You don't even want to play the damn
pieces
thing.
Pieces of the Stratocaster just blowing up and...
With the string still attached to the other end, and it's just dangling there, and it's just boom, bang, like a freaking maraca or whatever.
Then I want to do the same thing with a ukulele. I want to come out and go, ling, ding, 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 ding. There you go. No one ever slams a ukulele.
I would love to see that.
Or a mandolin.
A mandolin?
Yeah, no one ever slams a mandolin or a ukulele. Or a dulcimer. No
it's
one ever
really
does.
Maybe it doesn't make, like, as good of a sound.
I guess not. You don't get that kwang!
Bow!
Yep.
You and me are very sad people.
So depressed, man. I just sit on the bed at night eating potato chips. Wishing my dog was talking to me. What would my dog say? Actually, my dog would probably say something like... I don't think my dog has the mental capacity, even if he could talk, to form sentences. So, man... What's new in the world of Robert Benfer? What's going on? What's jazzing? What's happening?
Nothing's really new, I'm just,
Been out to any hip clubs?
No, I haven't, have you?
Haven't been out to any hip clubs?
I'm not really a clubbing guy, that's not really my thing.
I went to a club once.
How was it?
Well, there was this film festival in Florida. It was called the Florida Film Festival.
Uh-huh.
And, like, afterwards, like, all the people, there was this, like, party that they went to. And, I managed to fool everyone and get myself in with a friend of mine, and so it was
sneaky.
Yeah, there was all these like independent filmmakers and music video directors and all these crazy people there, and it was pretty boring.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's. I have to tell you, I mean, I thought like a party with a bunch of filmmakers would be much more interesting, but just a bunch of people standing around wanting to talk about their work. And their stuff isn't that interesting. It's like going to a party and then watching director commentaries all day. It's like, hey, I got Fargo on DVD. Let's listen to the director commentary track.
I'm sure it's more interesting than you know what I do. Hey, I sat around at a table today and animated Blue Clay.
Oh, you did? Working on another cartoon?
Yeah. See how uninteresting that was?
Yeah, man.
I'm sure the other filmmakers had more to talk about than me.
I did the same thing as you. The only difference is I was at a computer moving little stick figures, spatula guys one frame at a time.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're actually working on that movie.
All day, every day.
Wow, man, it's taking, man, you're that's a lot of work.
Well, the problem is I keep doing this stuff that I regret. Like, I'll be working on a shot. Like, I'm working on this one shot. This was a while ago. And I was like, you know what? It would be great if there was, like, these spinning apples in this shot. And you'll end up seeing this when you see the movie. It'll make more sense then. But I was like, I bet this one shot would be better with these spinning apples. And it seems like it would be really simple to do. So 16 hours later, I finally finished the spinning apples. And I'm like, you know, this was one shot that lasts, like, 10 seconds. And just animating the stupid apples took me all day.
So it took you 16 hours
to animate this spinning, and it doesn't even look that amazing. I mean, it's like spinning apples, and it's hard. You know, when I show people stuff, it's hard to explain to them that you see this? You see this building blowing up and exploding, and this whole city like collapsing? That took me 2 hours. See this spinning apple? Yeah, that was 16 hours of work. It's weird. Just the things that are really easy in these movies are like explosions.
Yeah,
blowing stuff
that.
Up in animation is relatively easy to do.
Yeah, it is.
Certain stuff like that, just weird things like in your claymation stuff, like guys getting blown up by mines would be easy, except for instance a guy flying around would be a lot more difficult.
Yeah, blowing up people, animating people blowing up is a hell of a lot easier than animating, you know, three claymen running around in circles.
Yeah, a guy jumping would present a whole lot of problems.
A guy jumping?
Yeah, because then you gotta... Because he's not on the ground anymore.
Yeah, I always gotta use forced perspective whenever, like, a clayman jumps. or whenever anything's, like, in the air, I always gotta have, like, something behind that object.
Yeah, see, because...
like that thing is floating.
Because in claymation, you can blow stuff up pretty easily, but then having him jump is a technical nightmare.
Yeah, unless you have, like, good blue screening. Well, in my case, green screening.
Yeah. Because your guys are blue.
Yeah, that just wouldn't work. Nothing would be there.
Yeah.
Except maybe, like, a few of the shadows or something. I don't know. But yeah, it wouldn't work at all. Or maybe purple. No, that would be too close to blue. That wouldn't work.
Nah.
Pink.
Pink.
Pink might work.
It might.
Might,
maybe.
I never
thought about that. Pink might work.
Pink might work. Can clay roll off the table? I actually used black at one point.
Hmm.
For a couple of scenes, I used black, and it actually came out looking really good.
Yeah.
It came out looking better than the green screening at some points.
See, now we're sitting around talking about movie stuff, exactly what I said 10 seconds ago was boring.
Well,
maybe
sure
people find it interesting.
I'm sure it's more interesting to the little people. Okay, I shouldn't have said that.
The little people?
I'm talking about the midgets. Ah, damn it, that's even worse. Damn
yeah,
it.
That's an offensive, offensive remark.
That's what filmmakers like to do. They like to talk about themselves.
I know. I do, too.
You like to talk about yourself. I like to talk about ourselves. We're talking about ourselves right now. That's why we have a weekly podcast.
That is.
Of just us.
That is.
Talking about nothing, because you and me, we love ourselves.
I love SpaghettiOs, but I don't.
I love... You don't love spaghetti... You don't love yourself?
Nah. I don't love SpaghettiOs.
Oh, you don't love SpaghettiOs?
Yeah.
You just said you did.
I don't.
I love SpaghettiOs.
I tried to say it, but I realized just what a lie it was, and I had to stop myself before people got hurt by my lies.
I like SpaghettiOs with the Franks, though. I don't like the regular crap.
SpaghettiOs?
And I hate the meatballs and SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs?
SpaghettiOs! How can you not like SpaghettiOs? They like spaghetti.
I want some cookies. I want some cookies.
You want some cookies? Well, go get some cookies.
I want some cookies.
You go get some cookies. I'll stay here.
Yeah.
Not gonna get up?
I got cookies later.
We don't have that much longer here, do we?
10 minutes.
Oh. Have you seen any good movies lately?
I don't know, have you?
I saw Live Free or Die Hard.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen too many movies in the theater. There's a couple I want to see in the theater.
Have you seen the other Die Hards?
Yeah, I've seen all the Die Hards, except for the new one.
Oh. I thought this was the best Die Hard yet, actually.
Really?
Yeah, usually when I walk out of a movie, I'm like, yeah, it was okay, it was alright. But when I walked out of this movie, I'm like, yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Hmm.
I was actually excited to tell people that I saw it. I'm like, yeah, I just saw this really awesome movie.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But maybe it really sucks. Maybe I just have bad taste. But I thought it was...
Maybe.
I thought it was the best one.
Maybe.
Next to a Vengeance.
Hmm.
I don't know.
ILoveMeow.com.
ILoveMeow.com, too. How's that site going? How many pictures on there now?
Oh, God, I don't even know. But, yeah, it's the hits have been going down a little bit. It's staying around 100,000 a day now.
Oh, you failure.
Yeah, but I got about 925 pictures on it now.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's getting around 100,000 hits a day. And, yeah, meowtastic.
Meowtastic.
It had gone up to, like, 250,000 a day. But it's gone down to 100,000.
So, 250,000?
That was the top that it had reached.
Oh, okay. What is it now?
100,000 a day.
I don't know how that site got popular. I mean, you didn't have, like, any...
People like cats.
People like cats, but I don't know how
people love meow.
I love meow.
Meow.
Wait. Is this a... Hello?
Meow.
Oh, is this a cat?
Meow.
Hey. Oh, God. God, this is what every cat does to me. What did I do? Do you like to have your tummy scratched?
Meow.
Do you like to have your tummy scratched? Ah! My God!
So, Robert.
There was a cat.
Oh. That there snuffles.
There was a cat. It scratched my eye.
That snuffles.
Snuffles?
Yeah.
Well, it suckles, because it scratched my eye.
Hey, don't you talk bad about snuffles.
Snuffles suckles. What the hell was the cat doing in here? I thought you didn't like cats. You said last week that you didn't like cats. What are you doing?
I hate cats.
Why is there a
But snuffles is different.
No, it's not. It scratched my eye. That's what every cat does to me. It's no different than any other...
Snuffles is different.
What, so you're going to be on the cat side on this,
Snuffles vomits rubies.
Oh, that's why you like it, because it vomits rubies, so you're trying
getting
to...
Getting rich off cat ruby vomit.
Alright, well, I guess that makes it okay, even though it's scratching my eye out. Gotta get that thing put to sleep.
Mm. Hey, you know what I'm getting?
What?
Getting one of those little tiny pocket cameras.
Really?
Yeah.
Like those,
like, it's like small enough that you can like fit it in your pocket and carry it around everywhere. It's pretty thin.
Really?
It's like under an inch thick.
Under an inch thick?
Yeah, it's pretty thinnish.
Is it like a digital camera or like a video camera?
No, it's a still camera. It can take video, but yeah,
the video probably sucks though, right?
It's okay.
Oh.
But yeah, because I figured, you know. Because, you know, every once in a while you're out somewhere.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, like, there's, like, 30 helicopters in the sky and the explosions and stuff. And you're like, ah, man, I wish I had a camera.
That's never happened to me before.
Really?
Has it happened to you?
Yeah.
Wow, well,
But, yeah, so I figure, you know, it's for times like that. Because, you know, I have another camera. This different camera that I use to take, like, stills and stuff. Except it's big. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not huge. But you can't carry it around anywhere without, you know, actually carrying it around. So I figured I'd get just, like, a small thing, and that way...
Yep.
That way I can have it in my pocket all the time, wherever I go.
So that way, like, if I'm out... So if you see another UFO or time traveler, you can be able to videotape it?
Well, I've never seen a UFO, but I have seen the time traveler guy.
Yeah, you saw the time machine. You should have taken a picture of that.
Yeah, but I didn't have a camera. But now I'm going to have it with me all the time... It's coming in on Monday. Next Monday is when it gets here.
Cool.
And then I'll be able to take pictures, like, whenever I'm out, and, like, I see helicopters blowing up and stuff, and I can be like, hey,
man,
I got
Florida.
A camera.
Man, Florida sounds like a good place. Hey, come
no,
to
I've
this
never
exciting.
Seen any helicopters blown up, but I did, I was in the car one time driving somewhere, and, like, suddenly traffic is backed up. I was trying to figure out what was going on, and then this helicopter flew by, and I was like, oh, it's like a rescue helicopter. And then a second one came by, and then I see, like, a third one coming and a fourth one going from the other way. All these helicopters are coming in, and all these, like, I count, like, 10 cop cars passing, and then I see, like, this smoke coming from up ahead and big fire, and I have no idea what was going on, but it looked pretty bad, whatever it was. But it was ridiculous. I still never figured out exactly what happened there, because we ended up turning around, getting off the highway and going.
Maybe somebody blew
some sort
themselves
of massive
up.
Detour.
Like somebody blew themselves up.
I don't know what happened, but yeah, I never did figure out what that was all about.
Wow. I see.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah, so for times like that, I'd like to have a camera.
Man, I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Really?
Never, ever.
Never, ever, ever?
Never, ever, ever.
Oh, well. Maybe it's time you started.
All right, well, I don't know. Maybe I just need to get out more. Maybe I should just, you know...
So you need to get out? You need to invest in a Segway?
Segway?
Go around town in your Segway? I guarantee you interesting things will happen.
Yeah, like me getting my ass kicked for riding a Segway.
Come on, man. You know you want to go out in your Segway and...
Do people even ride those things?
I think there's like a couple cities in which people actually do use them. Like, I'm sure Seattle, maybe.
Man, you should get a Segway.
But,
If I ever get rich, I'm going to get a Segway, but just for my house, so I can ride around my mansion in a Segway. So I can zip around. Because walking is for losers. Yeah. Got a stomach ache right now. I don't know why. Just got a stomach ache. That's why I'm kind of quiet, because I feel kind of sick.
Hmm.
I don't know why.
You know what's good for a stomach ache?
What?
Lava.
No, that's actually the opposite.
Lava.
I think that would make it worse.
Lava.
Like, I'm pretty sure that would get rid of my stomach.
And I always wondered, in Bowser's Castle, mm-hmm. where, you know, you have the lava pits...
Yeah.
What kind of freakish, like, heating device does he have to keep the lava hot? Because, you know, lava cools down decently quickly as soon as it's out of the volcano. It's why you see it and it's, like, turning all black and stuff.
Yeah.
How do you get it so hot that it stays bubbling? I mean, what kind of weird heating device do you have to have in that freaking castle?
I don't know. Maybe it's magic. From Mario. You're already willing to accept, you know, a lot of other crazy things in those games. You might as well accept that the fact that the lava stays hot. Okay, a man putting on a hat that can make him fly is a lot more ridiculous than lava not pulling down.
I'm just wondering, man. I just asked a question.
Well, here's your answer. It's just a game.
You're no fun, Robert.
I'm no fun.
You're no fun. I hate you.
No. Oh, well. You don't hate me. You don't hate me. Say you don't hate me.
I'll say no such thing.
God. I didn't even do anything.
I'll say no such thing.
You're the one who's asking stupid questions.
I'm trying to think of a movie I did see recently. I did see a movie recently.
You've always seen a movie.
Yeah, but I can't remember what one I saw. Oh, you know what I've been watching recently? Diagnosis Murder.
Oh, really? What's that?
I always used to watch that before, and then I realized it was still... It's not still airing, except reruns are still going. It's Dick Van Dyke. He plays a doctor, and he solves murders.
Yeah.
Diagnosis Murder. That show is the best.
Wow, you sure do. You like House too, right?
Oh yeah, House is great.
You like medical shows?
No, I hate medical shows. Except I like House because of House. House is a great character.
Yeah,
it's an interesting show, and House could be a firefighter. He could be anything. It doesn't matter what House is. It's House. It doesn't have to be a medical
house
thing.
House is House. He can be.
But
a
it
plumber.
Is. House is the only really interesting medical. Is the only interesting medical show that I've ever watched.
Yeah. Well, I just don't watch them because I just have like a bad history with.
Yeah. Diagnosis Murder is not a medical show. I mean, they're doctors, except the guy spends no time at the hospital. He spends all his time out solving mysteries.
Oh. All right.
He works at a hospital, and his friends are hospital people, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, he just goes around solving murders.
Yeah. Because with me, I don't know, I just have some kind of weird hospital phobia type thing. Where I can't watch a movie with, that has a hospital in it too much, because I have... Because of my history with being in a hospital so much, I guess it kind of screwed with my head.
Diagnosis Murder.
Oh, God.
Diagnosis Murder.
And I also, like, killed a lot of people, so I don't really know if I want to see movies where people die. Hmm. Except for Die Hard 4, which you should all go out and see right now.
I think they will.
Oh, Transformers just came out today, didn't it?
Yeah, I gotta see that, too.
I gotta see that. I'm seeing that tomorrow, or...
Hmm.
Oh, wait, no, tomorrow.
Diagnosis Murder with Dick Van Dyke. Man, I love that show.
Transformers.
I don't even know why I love that show too so much, because it's not like the kind of show that I would ever watch, except then I watched it and I realized how much I love the show, and I love Diagnosis Murder, and I have no idea why.
Well, I don't watch any TV shows. The only TV show I'll watch is, like, South Park, but that's only because I've been, you know, already watching it for 10 years.
Yeah, you know,
I
don't watch a whole lot of TV, except there's a few shows that over the years I just end up seeing.
Oh, really?
And I've got, like, because I usually watch TV while I exercise.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, with
exercise?
The...
Exercise? You exercise?
Yeah, I exercise for, like, an hour, hour and a half a day.
That's cool. It's cool, so you're going to be a machine.
And not really, but I have to, because I spend 16 hours a day sitting on my butt animating.
Oh. Yeah, so I exercise too, but
I'm not... I'm going to die if I don't. Because the current
really
work
lazy.
I do, I don't get up all day, so... I gotta exercise or else my legs are gonna atrophy or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
So yeah, I exercise while I watch Diagnosis Murder.
I just do like little exercises, like, you know, like push-ups and pull-ups and sit-ups, and that's pretty much it. I don't really go all out.
Yeah.
I don't go out like
Diagnosis Murder.
Yeah.
With Dick Van Dyke.
You made your point. It's enough. Say something else.
Well, we're at the end of the episode now.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so we'll see you next week.
See you next week, kiddos, or old people, or not old or kid people.
Yeah.
See you next week on 58.
We love you.
See yous. Goodbye. So long. Ta-ta.